When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh yeah, what's up? How's it going? Greetings from Los Angeles. I am on the road, as you may know if you've been listening. Excited to talk to your listeners and readers every day about my new book, Gonzo Capitalism. And of course, the show rolls on, the show known as Side Hustle School. In this week's Failure Friday segment, we're going to hear from a personal finance blogger who failed to renew his domain name. Now, this is a pretty crushing failure. If you forget to renew your domain name, it's a long story. Sometimes you can get it back, but most of the time you can't. Like, it's just gone. Like, somebody else comes and takes it. So in his case, it was stolen by a company that kind of puts up junk websites with affiliate links, advertising, you know, trying to make some money. They make money basically by stealing other people's domains, like sidehustleschool.com or whatever domain name you have, like could be your name, could be your business name. You have to pay for that every year, actually. You don't just pay for it once. Fun fact. So you got to renew that. Anyway, let's let him tell the story. Max Martin is his name. He's a software developer, DJ, and former personal finance blogger. What happened? How did it feel? And what did he learn? So I'll be back at the end with a quick wrap up. But first, here's Max.
Hey there, I'm Max, the guy who once navigated the waters of personal finance blogging, only to be capsized by a sneaky domain renewal, or rather, the lack thereof. For a couple of years, Max's Money Musings was my humble little corner of the internet. I wrote about everything from budgeting to Bitcoin, guiding readers to become masters of their financial fate. The process was a reward in itself. Researching complex financial concepts, distilling them down into understandable articles, and seeing my readers benefit from my insights. My blog had just started gaining traction, with a faint hope of ad revenue in the air when disaster struck. You see, in my enthusiasm to untangle the web of finance for my readers, I entangled myself in a basic tech oversight. I forgot to renew my domain name. The realization hit me like a rogue wave. My precious domain, the digital home of all my hard work, had been claimed by someone else. What was once a beacon of financial wisdom was now a site hosting dumb meme videos and providing affiliate links to novelty socks. Don't get me wrong, I love a good sock puppet, but it's hardly sound investment advice. I was deflated. How could I, a financial advice guy, have failed to invest in my own domain's future? The irony was thicker than a wad of $100 bills. Disheartened, I walked away from my blog. Max's Money Musings was no more. Yet, in this plot twist of my blogging journey, I found a glimmer of wisdom. This mishap taught me that managing a blog isn't just about writing insightful content. It's also about the nuts and bolts of website management, including, as it turns out, domain renewals. Retrospectively, the whole ordeal seems comically tragic, like a Shakespearean play directed by Monty Python. Yes, I lost my original domain to an array of funky footgear, but it led me to take a crash course in website management, which, surprise, surprise, is a lucrative skill in its own right. So now, while I gear up to start a new blog, armed with renewed knowledge and a set reminder for domain renewal, I've learned some valuable lessons. Here's to the mishaps and mistakes, the oversights and oversteps, for they truly are the greatest teachers. And hey, If all else fails, I know where to find some great novelty socks.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. I mean, this was definitely a pretty hardcore blow, just to be real here. Like, if you lose your website, that is a significant failure. Like, that qualifies for Failure Friday, all right? But nevertheless, as a person, it's just a single defeat. And fortunately, Max is also a DJ and also a software developer, does a few different things. So didn't have all his eggs in one basket. That's good. I guess I'm just trying to find some good news here to make Max feel better. But fortunately, he has a good spirit about it, at least now. So Max, we wish you the best. Let us know when you have a new website we can share with listeners. And listeners, if you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. This has been episode 2428. We are marching on towards 2,500 episodes. All thanks to your support. I'm so grateful to be able to make this podcast for you every day. Much more is coming up. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.